SBS Radio.
With me is Vicky Miller, and we are going to talk about Pause for Parkinson's on World Parkinson's Day today, the 11th of April. Good day, Vicky.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks for your time. I know you're very busy.
My pleasure.
So today, World Parkinson's Day.
Yes.
One of the most, I believe, cruel diseases known to man?
Yes, yes it is. And it affects 100,000 Australians, unfortunately, 10 million people worldwide.
And the scary thing is one Australian is diagnosed with Parkinson's every 40 minutes every day.
That's right. 38 newly diagnosed people every day in Australia, which is a big number.
And one in five will be diagnosed are under 50 years of age.
That's correct. And this is a misconception that we have out in the community that Parkinson's is an older person's disease. I think it's often been described as an older man's disease. We know that it's almost 50-50 with male and female, but I think most people don't realise that 20% of people are under the age of 50, which is what we call young onset Parkinson's, and 10% are under 40. Michael J. Fox is probably one of the more well-known people internationally with Parkinson's disease. He was diagnosed when he was 29 years of age. And because it's a neurodegenerative disease, you're going to be, when you're diagnosed at that young age, you're going to be living with it for a very long time as your quality of life is just slowly taken away from you.
As we can see from the example of Michael J. Fox, we can still live longer once we've been diagnosed, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So, the Parkinson's isn't something that's going to kill you when, you know, in a short period of time from diagnosis. It's going to impact on your quality of life as the symptoms progress. So, and those symptoms are very broad and no two people will have the same combination of symptoms. So it's not as if you can map out, you know, what the future looks like. It's just something you're going to have to manage on a day-to-day basis as new symptoms start to develop in the progression of the disease.
And I've read somewhere that you can have these symptoms and they will be undiagnosed for a long period of time.
That's right. It's caused by the loss of dopamine cells in the brain, and we know that you can have lost up to 70% of the dopamine cells in the brain before you start to get very evident symptoms. So early symptoms that people may ignore or that may not be attributed to a Parkinson's diagnosis can be something like, for instance, a loss of sense of smell. It could be sleep problems, which obviously relate to a lot of different symptoms in diseases. I mean, just stress alone can impact on sleep, but sleep problems are an issue for people with Parkinson's. Bowel problems, constipation, mood disorders. You'll often have depression for many years before a diagnosis of Parkinson's is made. And then you have your more obvious symptoms like tremor, facial rigidity, so facial freezing, issues with balance and gait. An earlier symptom may be that you'll notice a change in your handwriting. Suddenly your handwriting will become very, very small and become illegible. That is an indication of Parkinson's. So it's a complex disease to diagnose.
But some of these symptoms can be just related to simply to aging, isn't it?
Like some could be relating to aging and some could be relating to other neurological conditions as well.
Such as stress, as you mentioned.
It is challenging to diagnose. So a GP would need to refer a patient to a neurologist for a proper diagnosis of Parkinson's disease.
So for young people, who should be concerned and who should, you know, say, I might have myself checked regularly for these symptoms? And so is it everyone or is it a specific group of people?
I think it's really if you notice a change in your day-to-day functions that are not normal, that's what would take you to the GP. So, for example, Nikki Blackwood, who is featuring in our television commercial for our Pause for Parkinson's campaign, Nikki is 36 years old. She works full-time for one of Australia's leading investment banks, and she's the mother of a 20-year-old son. So she's your normal young working mum, juggling work and being a mum. Last year, when she was 35 and on maternity leave, she was standing at the sink and noticed that her right foot, the toes in her foot, were starting to curl and her foot was starting to arch, and she couldn't get it. She'd put it back to normal and couldn't get it. It'd go back into that grip again. And then a few weeks later, she noticed that she was having trouble moving her right arm, and she was subconsciously, when she was cleaning her teeth, she was having to get her left hand to help her right hand clean her teeth properly. So she took herself off to the doctor and eventually was referred for an MRI and to a neurologist. And she thought she probably just had some sort of nerve damage and maybe it was related to her pregnancy, and was absolutely blindsided when she was told she had Parkinson's disease. So I think it's being aware of changes in your bodily functions that would be outside the norm. That's when you would take yourself to a GP.
So it doesn't discriminate. This is a mother to a newborn child.
That's right, yeah.
At 36.
So it doesn't discriminate against male or female, or any age bracket at all. So you do just need to be aware of changes in your bodily functions.
So I guess the information and proper education is the key.
Yes, that's correct. And for us at Shake It Up, we are about research. So for us, it's really drilling down and finding the answers. We're looking for biomarkers for the disease. There is no biomarker at the moment. You can't go and have a blood test and be told you've got Parkinson's, which is why it's problematic to diagnose. So we're looking for the answers that are going to give us that information, but also looking at treatments that are going to slow or stop the progression of Parkinson's. So for people who have already been diagnosed, if we could find a treatment that was going to actually stop the progression of Parkinson's, so their symptoms aren't going to get any worse, that for people living with Parkinson's is almost as good as a cure. But we won't stop until we find, until we unlock the puzzle. So, and it is a very complex puzzle.
Maybe today is the best day to start and pause for Parkinson's.
That's correct. And we'd ask everybody in the community to think about people living with Parkinson's. If you'd like to make a donation to Shake It Up to help fund and fast-track research, they can visit our website, which is shakeitup.org.au, and make a donation. Or they might like to do something in their own community, host an event with family and friends to create awareness. We have lots of information and material on our website to assist with them doing that. So whether it's a barbecue at home with family and friends, a cake stall at work, a wine night, a trivia night, anything that takes your fancy, have the conversations and help raise awareness and help raise funds to further the research that we're doing at Shake It Up.
And hopefully one day we'll find a cure.
Hopefully, in the not too distant future.
Thank you very much, Vicky Miller, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you very much for your time.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.